Melissa Kwan is a resident. She's a Third Ward resident. We've had her on the program again talking about her position on opposing 48 dispensaries for the medical marijuana dispensaries issue here. The ordinance here in Lansing was somewhat set in stone, if you will, and we wanted to get her take on this. Melissa, how are you?
I'm good this morning. How are you?
Well, I know you wanted the cap to be set at 24 dispensaries. It was doubled. Tell me, I know that you were at the meeting last night. What'd you see? What'd you hear? What'd you learn? And what do you have a challenge with?
Yeah, well, you know, having a little bit of time to reflect. Now, obviously, there's some disappointment at the number, and I am concerned about some unintended consequences from that. But, you know, my biggest takeaway, I think, from last night, since we were somewhat prepared for that outcome, is that we had a really good, vigorous, spirited policy debate where there were a lot of details discussed and hashed out, and I was actually really, really pleased with the caliber of the discussion that we had last night. So, you know, that's something that I take away, that, you know, there's been conversations about, you know, council not always working together so great, but last night was a really good example of people hashing out policy differences, and so for that I'm thankful. And I suppose that dispensary owners are quite, you know, relieved. I think we're all relieved that this is about over. You know, I feel I had some concern for them as well. They had to turn in their applications for their licenses by last Friday, and they didn't even know what the fees were going to be until last night, so I'm sure that was frustrating for them as well.
Well, a little bit later on, we're going to talk with a dispensary owner manager. The council was divided last night on this issue, 5-3. Eric Hewitt, Brian Jeffries, and Carol Wood dissented, but the application fee will be $1,000 as well as a $75 charge for a background check. Did you agree with that?
I think there was a lot of things taken into account in that $1,000, so I'm hopeful that does reflect the resources that the city is going to need to put into that. But I am especially thankful, too, that we have the one-year sunset, so that in a year from now, or hopefully sooner than a year from now, we'll be looking at how this is working and making sure we're not expending a lot more city resources trying to enforce the enforce all the ordinances into this. And, you know, one of the concerns I have is that there's a lot of work that needs to go into putting together the database that lets us know where the churches are and where the places are with the rehab facilities, you know, to make sure that when the dispensaries locate, that they're not located within 1,000 feet or the other buffers that they need to comply with. So there's a lot of details to work out, and I'm thinking about Colorado this morning. You know, they're really progressive, and they've had a large number of dispensaries over the years. They're ahead of us in the experiment. But at this point, now there's a huge backlash with the communities trying to sort of backtrack. They've been displeased with how things have worked out with some of the dispensaries. So we'll see where we are in a year from now, and I'm glad we're going to be having another discussion and it's not over.
All right, Melissa Kwan Huber is the president of the Averill Woods Neighborhood Association. That's in Ward 3. I'm going to be in touch with you. I want to bring you in the studio and spend a couple of segments talking about this issue. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.